7 minutes past eight, Fiona Kelly is here again with It Says in the Papers.
Janice Gain and Noreen O'Regan, the wife and sister of missing Kerry farmer Michael Gain, are pictured on the front of a number of today's papers, while the video statement, which they released yesterday, generates the lead story in the Irish Examiner, Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun. A warning from Gabriel McClough, the governor of the central bank, about the risk US tariffs pose to the Irish economy, provides the Irish Times with its lead story. And the Irish Independent leads with the court hearing, which ordered the owners of the cornerstone Sleedbloom Church in Tullamore to pay €14,400 to a man who alleged he was defamed by his teenage daughter during a baptism ceremony that was live streamed on Facebook in 2023. Amy Malloy reports that the evangelical church, which is run by Gavin and Wendy von Mollendorf, who moved to Ireland from South Africa 22 years ago, has a congregation of about 200 people and is part of a network of 150 churches around the world. NAMA chief gets housing czar gig, our faces pay cut. That's the headline in the front of today's Irish Daily Mail. Craig Hughes reports that if he isn't appointed to the housing job with NAMA due to be wound down at the end of this year, Brendan McDonagh is expected to return to the NTMA, where he has been seconded from and where his salary isn't expected to be as high as €433,000, which he currently earns. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with the second day of the Tina Satchwell murder trial. And for its lead story, the Irish News reports on footage which has emerged of three senior DUP members looking on as a loyalist band played anti-Catholic anthems during an apprentice boys' parade on Easter Monday, just hours after Pope Francis died. One of the tunes which was played when Paul Given, Edwin Poots and Jonathan Buckley were all present is called No Pope of Rome. Elsewhere this morning, the Times reports that a flotilla of 20 boats, which had been hoping to attend the annual Dublin Boat Rally, have had to park up on a section of the Royal Canal near Leixlip after being notified that Irish Rail is unable to lift a bridge to allow them to enter the city from the Royal Canal. The flotilla left the Shannon River in Longford at the beginning of April, and those on board now fear that their annual boat rally may not take place. A number of today's papers give coverage to the High Court ruling that Facebook moderators who are taking cases related to claims they suffered serious psychological injuries from exposure to graphic and violent content cannot pursue legal action in Ireland. Another story which is widely covered today is the trial of Erin Patterson in Australia, the 50-year-old woman accused of murdering three of her estranged husband's elderly relatives after she faked a cancer diagnosis to invite them to a lunch where she served them poisonous mushrooms. Hot on the heels of Joseph Tumman's cuckoo letter from Galway in yesterday's Times, there are two more letters in today's paper. Margaret Lee heard one in Newport in Tipperary on Monday, the same day that Mairead Cashman also heard a cuckoo in Ferrymount in Roscommon, which prompts her to suggest that since she heard it a day before the Galway cuckoo, as we enter championship season, it could be Roscommon's first ever win over Galway. Paul Mescal's debut at London's National Theatre in Tom Murphy's Whistle in the Dark, which is to be followed by a run at the Abbey in 2027, received some coverage this morning. The Mail, meanwhile, has another story about how the National Theatre has come under fire for slapping a trigger warning on an upcoming production of Hamlet. And finally, staying with the theme of acting, following reports yesterday about widespread criticism of Pierce Brosnan's accent in the new Guy Ritchie series, which he said was inspired by a Kerry politician, Junior Minister Michael Healy-Wray is quoted in today's Star saying that he's pretty sure that he's the politician who inspired the Navan-born actor's brogue.
Thanks, Fiona. It's 11 minutes past eight.